So, you're here for the Media Summit. What are you going to tell all those students tomorrow about the business you're in and the business they want to be in?
I don't know. I don't plan very much, as my wife will attest to. I don't really plan a lot of this out. The main reason I'm here is to present Lou Borelli with an award, who basically this was all his idea, and this, of course, being the 10th anniversary. And we both had Lou O'Donnell, Doc O'Donnell, as teachers and mentors. So when they asked me if I would present the award to Lou, I said, absolutely. So that's the main reason I'm here. I don't know what else I'm doing, actually, to be honest. I guess I should look at the schedule. I know I got something going on.
Well, I think they're going to talk a little bit about the digital revolution. And obviously, you know how much this business has changed since you've been in it, since you were here and got your start. I mean, what would you tell students about the way digital is changing your business?
Well, I mean, for them, for the students, they probably don't know any other way. We just had Fleetwood Mac at the Today Show, and somebody was there with an 8-track tape of Fleetwood Mac. You don't even know what an H-track
is. I do.
Do you know?
I do.
I mean, it's amazing to think that in a relatively short period of time, I mean, the H-track had been gone for a while, but the idea that albums and even really CDs are relics, that just gives a sense of how fast everything is changing. An iPod or an iPhone, in a sense, is changing because everything streams now. But yet, as it goes around, it comes around. Now vinyl is back, and people are actually appreciating what analog means. And so I think maybe we're heading toward a world where digital and analog can exist. You can appreciate what each one brings to the table.
And social media, I mean, you're on all the time. There's tweeting, there's Facebook.
Yeah, there is. But I'm still, at the end of the day, I still like writing a handwritten note. My kids, I still write thank you notes because I really do believe that to a certain extent, our communication skills become lessened as we rely on social media, as we forget how to conjugate verbs and we forget how to form sentences because we're just doing 140 characters. I think it's important and it's a way to communicate, but I don't think it should be our only way of communication.
I like to say text abbreviation is not proper grammar,
absolutely. In fact, my kids, I told them, I will not answer your text or email unless they are full sentences and everything spelled out. To me, it's a world where we are changing, but I think we have to still hold on to certain things. I kind of flirted with the Kindle and the iBooks and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I still like reading a book. I like the sound a page makes when it turns, and I like the tactile feel of it. Yes, is it more inconvenient? Well, you know, life isn't supposed to be easy. Things worthwhile aren't supposed to be necessarily easy. And I know I sound ancient, but again, it's a digital world and everything exists in the cloud. But we have found out now, as we move and migrate to the cloud, how vulnerable we are. You know? And all of a sudden, maybe that cloud's not, maybe it's not such a bad idea to have a diary that you can lock in your desk drawer.
That's right. So how has SUNY Oswego changed since you were here?
You know, in one way, it hasn't changed in that the students still look. I don't know that when we were here, when I was here, we ever looked this young. but at the same time, there's still that same sense of excitement and fun and just a curiosity. And it's funny because I'm so old, the new campus, what is considered the new campus, is now really the old campus, and the old campus is now the new campus. It's a topsy-turvy world. Dogs and cats are living together. Mass hysteria. I mean, it really is kind of interesting how the Shineman Center and all the campus center, and all that has happened here, but yet it still has a small campus feel, even though the campus has expanded by leaps and bounds.
That's great. And any advice to those students getting into broadcasting?
Yeah, any advice? I would And even though I majored in broadcasting, I tried to take as many different courses as I could, just so that I had kind of a broad experience, almost the old concept of a liberal arts education. I think that if you know a little bit about everything, you're better situated to be able to pivot and do different things. And so many people I know, so many kids come and I know they want to be the next Matt Lauer, or they want to be the next Savannah Guthrie. And that's great, but you never know what this world is going to bring you. And so, I mean, look, when I came here, I had no intentions of being on television. I was going to be a producer or a writer or a director. And Lou O'Donnell put me up for a job to do weekend weather at what's now WTVH in Syracuse, New York. And that changed my life. But I had zero plans. In fact, Lou O'Donnell, after my first television performance class, true story, told me that after he watched it, and he said, "Roker, you've got the perfect face for radio."
Nice. Good story.
There you go.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us today. I appreciate it.